We are stoned, and that's okay. So why don't you just stay? Sit back and listen. You don't know what you're missing. It's Talking Stoned While Getting Sports.
Welcome, fellow humans. You are listening to Talking Stoned While Getting Sports, episode 168. I'm Morgan, the guy that doesn't pass out during video game play. The guy on the other line that apparently takes, quote unquote, too many meds and passes out. Mr. Old Man Austin, how the fuck is it going, buddy? I won that game, by the way, but I lost it just now.
Well, yeah, so as you may or may not be able to hear, I am not feeling 100%. And yesterday, took some cold meds and all that good stuff, and then I get a text from my good old buddy, old pal Morgan, and asking if we wanted to play some games. So I said, yeah, sure, forgetting that I had just taken a bunch of NyQuil and shit. And I'm like, yeah, I'm up for a 9-inning game of baseball. And the last thing I remember is I think it was maybe the second inning, because I kept like passing out and then waking up. And I'd be like, oh shit, I'm playing baseball. And I'd like throw three pitches. And then,
yeah, it looked like you're playing, all of a sudden you're just not doing anything.
Yeah, not swinging any pitches. Not.
But the kicker is, I was too stoned to really notice until about the fifth inning. I was like, it's 12-0. And every time I hit it, and he feels the ball, he's not moving.
He just doesn't move. What's going on over there? Yeah, so... yeah, I think the last thing I remember was the second inning of that baseball game. So, my bad. I'm still feeling a little groggy this morning, I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, I... good game, by the way. Good.
Well, by the fifth inning, is 12-0. So,
yeah, that's.
But you also weren't playing, apparently. So.
I sure wasn't.
I was getting a lot of strikeouts. It was weird.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy's just not swinging at anything.
Which is not the norm for you.
Well, and that should have been your first clue immediately.
The fact that I wasn't swinging. I was 3 or 4 dabs in.
Ah, okay. Well, that's about the equivalent of a NyQuil. but yeah, so that was a thing.
Although when you were, I have to throw this out there since we're talking about it.
Yeah.
When you were alive, at least. Your first pitch, first at bat, I hit a home run off you. So,
yeah, you did. Yeah, it wasn't. If I stayed awake, it probably wasn't going to go well for me. But
it's 4-0 after the first inning.
Yeah, I was awake for that part. But anyway, it was. Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm, other than being not feeling the greatest. Been loading up on cold meds to hopefully take part in Thanksgiving. We'll see. It's not COVID that I'm aware of. Not that anybody cares.
No, there seems to be. Well, it's flu season too.
It is flu season, and yeah,
/ cold season in general.
I will say sorry. I know this doesn't have anything to do with the podcast, but this happened to me, and I'm not happy about it. Well, it didn't happen to me directly. It wasn't like, but anyway,
it's our thing. We can do what we want.
So there's this game I play. It's called City Skylines.
Yes.
And I play it a lot because I'm a fucking nerd and I like building cities. Anyway.
I thought of trying out, but I can't get past the tutorial because it pisses me off.
Wow, that's... All right, well. Anyway, so that game came out in like 2015. So they've been releasing tons and tons of DLC, but if they finally are coming out with City Skylines 2.
Yes, sir.
And it's coming out in October. October 24th, I believe. However, not for consoles. It's going to be released on PC October 24th. I guess they were having issues getting it ready for the console version. So now they're saying spring 2024 for the console version. So
just get yourself Steam Deck.
Not super happy about that. No, I'm not getting a fucking Steam Deck.
But they're amazing, I've heard. I've actually tried one.
I don't care. Anyway, so I'm just basically Paradox, the creators of that game, have decided to fuck me over specifically by waiting to release that game. Anyway.
There's a VR version of Skylines.
What the fuck? That doesn't even... I don't even know how that would work.
I haven't tried it yet. I don't have it.
That could be interesting.
But you,
how are you? What are you up to? What have you been doing, Din Dundley Do?
What have I been doing? Oh, one thing I've been doing Friday, like I mentioned once or twice, is usually our my board game night. This time, I ran my very first own D&D session, but it was more than that because it's also my own homemade campaign that I created.
Yeah.
So I'm going super nerd.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It went fairly well. They didn't really try and fuck me over too bad like I anticipated. Which can happen D&D at any point because it's just imagination. So basically you say something, it's like, well, that's happening now.
Yeah, that's true.
The D&D can, or the DM can veto some of it, but that was a lot of fun. Shortly after recording, like basically right after recording, I'm leaving for Hare, Saskatchewan to go eat some turkey and all that good stuff. And then other than that, just I had dodgeball on Tuesday. We lost, but we played really well. It kind of feels nice to be on a well-organized, proper team. Yeah. Where was I getting at? I think that's about all that I've been up to. I really do just slow down the podcast, don't I?
That's okay. I'm right there with you right now. I'm not hyped up.
Well, let's see how hyped up you can be for plugs, because I think I'm checked out on myself. I no longer want to talk about myself anymore.
Well, first things first, you're going to follow us at TFWGSPod on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. Not Facebook. I don't know why I said Facebook. You're going to download, subscribe, listen to your friends, tell your coworkers. Wait, listen to your friends? No, tell your friends. Listen to the show.
Don't listen to your friends. They usually have bad ideas.
Listen to your boss when he tells you to stop listening to podcasts at work, but still listen to ours. Anyway, you got some plugs?
You all know what I'm going to say at this point. That's why I would say it. We got
I really
football.
Love that you did not even try to attempt to reach my level of energy that I had on the plugs. Let's go, listen, blah, 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 blah. And then Morgan is like, you know what I do.
I might have dabbled in the dabs again.
You may have dabbled in the dabs. I'm going to call you a dabble from now on.
Well, dabble you.
I'd rather you didn't.
Well, we'll speak about that later.
I think it's your time to talk about football.
Oi, this is terrible that we're laughing this much right now.
I don't think so. I think it's great.
What's the first thing I'm going to talk about for football?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, here's the thing. Sometimes in a podcast, you got to take a hard left turn.
And this is definitely one of those times. Although, the guy we're about to talk about, he's the type of guy that's more about celebration and laughter and all that stuff, no matter what the situation is. But I'm talking about, it's been all over the news. I'm sure everyone's heard about by now, but George Reed passing away a day before his 84th birthday, the age of 83. He wasn't just a rider legend, which that's almost an understatement in my mind. Yeah. But he was also a CFL legend. I just want to go through some of his, because he was amazing on the field and off the field. The stuff that he did on the field, he started in 1963 till 1975. 16,116 yards, 134 touchdowns. He is part of the Riders' very first ever Grey Cup win. Played for 13 years. He was also part of, or one of the reasons why the CFLPA exists. Because back in the day, the whole player safety thing was definitely not thought of as much, and then George Reed was a huge part of bringing that to football in general, both CFL and NFL, multiple charities and organizations that he's been a part of. He's had chances to go to the NFL and do stuff there, but he's like, no, I love the CFL. I love the Riders. I love living here, staying here. It came out of nowhere, and we definitely lost a legend, which I already said before. I think that's an understatement. Do you have anything you want to say about the great George Reed before move on to shitty football?
Yeah, I mean, he was, obviously you said it already, but true legend, one of the best. And especially as a Riders fan, you know that name, you know, it's, one of the best ever wear the jersey. It's a loss for sure. But he said, what was he? He's 83?
He said 83, day before his 84th birthday.
So basically 84 years old. You know, it's a pretty good life, I would say. a lot of accomplishments. I always feel bad though for these guys that were good at, you know, just any pro sport in general back in like, you know, 80s plus, 80s back, mm-hmm. right? 70s, 60s, because they were all stars. They were incredible, but they did not get compensated like the guys now.
No.
And even, you know, now if you think this, the salaries are low in the CFL now, let me tell you, they were not higher in the 60s. In fact, most of these guys had like second jobs. They'd work construction and shit on the side because, and some of them still do, right? But I don't know. It's just a good dude, incredible player, and he will be missed. Rest in peace, Jordan Reed.
The fact that multiple games he just sat one section above me, because that's where his season tickets was, and he still would always come to Rider games and stuff.
Are you telling me you have better seats than George Reed?
No, he has great seats.
Oh, okay. You said
I'm just saying that I'm sitting not too far from him.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But a little bit more on his stats, because we're all about stats on here. 11 times over his 13 seasons, he ran over 1,000 yards.
Damn. That consistency.
And to think he wasn't even this, he was a fullback. His position was a fullback. He wasn't even a halfback or a running back or your typical. Right. Sixty plays in a game, you knew that George Reed was going to be getting 30 of them. Like, and the celebration prior to the game yesterday, hell, that was worth the drive from Saskatoon to Regina just for that game. Not so much,
right?
But I got nothing else to say, although I got nothing.
All right, that's a good way to end that, I think.
Yeah, let's slide right over, do another weird transition.
Love it.
To football. I mean, that was also football.
Let's get off the football and get back to football. Hey, folks, we'll be right back. And after these messages, we're going to be talking about football.
Are you done?
Tune in next week where we talk about football.
Hey, I want to drink some water. Let me know when you're done.
Let me know when you're done, because next week, the Riders take on the other team, and boy, are they gonna probably lose.
You really must be feeling under the weather, because you want us to have the shortest podcast, don't you?
It's not a short podcast.
It's about to be. When I press this red button in front of my face.
I do love that it's like a big red button with an X on it. Like, it's just like, hey, end, finish him, fatality.
We'll talk about finishing them.
Mortal Kombat. What?
Toronto Argonauts finished any hope of the Edmonton Elks making the playoffs, and to think that the Edmonton fucking Elks still had a goddamn shot at making the playoffs after going 0-9. 0-9.
Yeah, but then they went on a heater.
4-game winning streak is nothing.
It was a heater, dude.
I mean, it's basically what the fucking Riders need to do, but whatever. Yeah. And there's even four games left, so figure that one out.
Figure that one out, bud.
But the Argonauts, they didn't even have to try this game. Why they played more, honestly, they played more starters than I anticipated. And I think they could have beat the Elks with all backups. But they won 35-12. I don't know if I said that score or not. Who's counting, right?
The league.
The league knows if I said the score or not?
No, the league is keeping score.
On our podcast, if I said it or not?
No, because you said who's keeping score, and I said the league, because the league keeps score of the game, you fuck.
Go pass out in the middle of something again. Trey Ford went 19 for 31, 220 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. He was basically the only player out there in my mind that seemed to really give a shit. I mean, you need that from your starting quarterback, but he can't do everything. He did have an amazing play, and there's the only reason why they got a single touchdown. It's because the pass that he had to Gavin Cobb was amazing. He did this, his typical run around going one way. He almost ran into the ref, and then so he had to go back the other way, and then all of a sudden he just found someone wide open in the back of the end zone and did his quarterback duties and tossed that pigskin. And
you said duty
and got the touchdown. Chad Kelly started this game. He didn't play against Winnipeg last game, and he played majority of the game, which I'm very surprised about, and I also can't speak right now, but I assumed maybe give him up to the half and then play Cameron Dukes, but he went 11 for 16, 165 yards. Nothing else. He did nothing else. It was important. AJ Ouellette didn't really do much. Excuse me. He was another one of the starters that was in the game for a lot longer than I anticipated. If no one got any touchdowns in this, then where did their 35 points come from? If I'm being honest, I didn't really care about watching this game because I watched the highlights, but then I've been stoned since then. Oh, some other rushing touchdowns. That's right. I remember now. They're able to move the ball pretty decently, but then Cameron Dukes getting the, you know, the 1 yard plunges, getting the touchdowns that way.
Show you a 1 yard plunge.
The game of the week. And holy shit, was this a proper football game? And I think this is the only reason why the CFL this week is going to be at all interesting.
Oh, the Ticats Riders game?
The Winnipeg Blue Bombers BC Lions game, you dick. Your cold meds got you, made you grow a pair a little bit over there.
Feeling sassy.
Sassy.
My old age, my old sick age.
Oh, you're breaking apart.
Falling apart at the sea.
Zach Claros. Wait, have I even said a fucking score yet? I don't even know what's going on anymore. Winnipeg Blue Bombers. We just have, folks, we just have to ignore Austin right now. He went rogue. Winnipeg Blue Bombers beating the BC Lions, taking Seoul first place, 34-26 in overtime. Although, if I forget who it was, BC's receiver, I think Dominic Rhymes, if he just went down and hit the deck when the last play of the fourth quarter and saved just 1 second on the clock instead of trying to be a hero and run in for a touchdown, BC would have had a chance for the game-winning field goal and would have most likely been close enough, got it. They would be in first place instead of Winnipeg. But no, Doc Grimes has to be the hero. Slowly, quickly, 2-0. It meant his tied up 26-26 and went to overtime. Winnipeg started with the ball. They got the 8 points, and BC came up with nothing. Zach Claros went 31 for 41. I honestly have no clue if Austin's even there still, or if we're even still recording. Okay, I can hear him. That's a good sign.
That is a good sign, yes. I believe we are still recording.
It was oddly quiet, and I was just talking. I was just going with it.
Like last night when you were playing baseball against me, wink, wink.
Yeah, it was great field on top of the world for once.
Well.
389 yards for Zach Claros, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception.
What an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Okay.
That's rude, Morgan. Don't say that. Vernon Adams Jr. Well, for a second, I thought that said 53, but it says 33. I was about to have a comment.
Morgan.
But, sorry, sir.
Okay.
Vaj went 19.
Did you say Vaj?
Yeah, Vernon Adams Jr. Vaj.
Vadger?
Don't be Carver.
Badger. Well, Vag doesn't. It's Junior, not Jay. It's not.
Yeah.
Vernon Adams.
We're Jay. Not. We can't talk about badges that are juniors.
No, I never said that. But Vernon Adams Junior, not Vernon Adams Johnson. So it's Badger.
19 for 33. 350 yards.
One.
Get out of my head. You need to take meds more often. Take all the drugs.
Yeah. I should just start taking NyQuil before we do the podcast.
Well, maybe DayQuil.
Nah, fuck it.
Okay. Yeah, this was... No, I can't even try and bring us back into that game
of the week, boys.
It definitely was. It honestly was.
Yeah, the other two are blowouts. I can't wait to talk about the other one. What's up?
This other fucking game we're about to talk about, Austin.
I just thought there was an air leak on your side.
Your air leak. If this episode doesn't get you all to like, share, and follow, then I don't know what will, folks.
This if you don't tell five friends, and those five friends tell five friends, if you do that, then we can have at least five listeners.
You don't want any time to do your hockey, do you?
Let's just do a 2-hour podcast. Fuck it.
I got turkey to eat. Gobble, gobble.
How long does it take to drive to Harris? 6 hours?
45 minutes.
Are you guys eating at 1 o'clock?
It's a big turkey.
Yeah, it's going to cook. Are you delivering the turkey? What is happening?
No,
right now?
I'm eating a turkey starting at 1 o'clock.
Who eats Thanksgiving dinner at 1?
Me, when I just show up to a house and eat a turkey by myself.
I like that you say a house and not your parents, your dad's house.
Well, it's not my dad's house, so you're a liar now.
Well, you're going to Harris, but it's not your dad. Oh, your grandparents?
It's not my grandma's house, yes.
Right.
Well, she broke her foot, and so la-di-da, sympathy.
Okay, well, we didn't need to bring that up.
The fact that she crushed the right side of her foot, I forgot to tell about it at the start of the podcast.
Okay, it's fine. Okay.
She's fine. She's kicking it.
Unlike the Riders, who lost 38-13.
First of all, I do want to mend the score.
You can't. That's the final score.
It's actually, because it sounds cooler, 31-13, because the Tie Cats got a touchdown in garbage time. But honestly, if you want to talk about garbage time, would have been at the 59th. 1 second into the game is what I'm trying to say. The Riders came out so fucking flat on the whole George Reed thing on Legends Night. You had people like Darian Durant there, other players there as well. From the 2013 Grey Cup, I can't even think straight right now because I'm so angry. This team, the 6-7 Rough Riders, are so goddamn lucky that the rest of the league.
Did you say 6-7?
Yeah.
And they're not 6-7.
What?
They're not 6-7.
Oh, right. They only have 6 wins. They're 6-9?
10 after this game.
10 now? Oh no, Austin. And the fact that they're still in third place in the West.
That's super embarrassing for the West.
Says something. And this.
You're struggling.
Yeah, because I'm trying to find anything positive to say about this game. And the only thing I can find is the fact that the Rough Riders in the first quarter, their defense got a safety. And that safety came because Bo Levi Mitchell, who started this game, got an intentional grounding in the end zone, and when that happens, it's automatic 2 points. We were all la-di-da, 7-2. We were happy. We were thrilled, all us fans. And then other shit happened, and we weren't so thrilled no more. Like Matthew, first Bo Levi Mitchell, which I don't know, well, they honestly were playing worse with him in the game and he still went 4 for 6, 129 yards, 1 touchdown. And then Hamilton was like, let's do what the same thing we did last week and randomly put Matthew Schultz in, and he went 16 for 19, 271 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Oh, and guess what, everyone? This game, everyone was like, oh, the Riders were doing good on the rush defense for once. They still gave up 25 carries to James Butler for 107 yards. If you're fucking telling me that that's good stats, then you can go shove the football up where the sun doesn't shine, because I'm done with this team.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not, because I still have to talk about the other fucking stats. Okay. I will reel it back just slightly, because I will say that this game, once again, is not Jake Dogiello's fault, because it's really hard to do anything with the football more than just a quick little 4-yard pass when you only have 1.5 seconds to get the ball from your hand to not in your hand. I was trying to think of something clever, but
holy shit, the expert analysis you get on this podcast, you better rate, review, comment, subscribe, tell your friends.
But Jake went 16 for 25, 154 yards, 0 touchdowns, of course, because they only scored 13 points. I will say the one positive was Jamal Morrow with 18 carries, 120 yards, 1 touchdown right before halftime. Again, giving the Riders a slimmer of hope. I should say the Rider fans, because the team had no hope.
A slimmer?
A slimmer, okay?
A sliver?
That's probably the proper word, Austin. But this is the CFL segment. This is my time to shine, not this yours.
The English segment.
Fuck you. That was aggressive. I don't apologize.
Very aggressive.
Yeah, I don't know. The Riders somehow are going to squeak into the playoffs, and
they're going to win it all.
They could, because they've also beat Winnipeg and BC in the regular season.
Yeah, it's technically possible.
Like, that's the thing, is one and done in the playoffs. So,
like, someone's at a loss of words.
Oh, it's the fucking talk NHL. I'm done. Mason Klein went 2 for 4, 25 yards, 1 interception. He also sucks. I'm done.
So, we got hockey.
Fuck,
we got some deals that were signed after last week's episode. I think we talked about it a little bit, or we've definitely talked to you about them throughout the season. Both by the Anaheim Ducks. Trevor Zegras signs a 3-year deal, 5.75 annual average value. So, not a bad deal, I think, for both sides. I think the question mark here, and why maybe people are a little confused, or a little, fans are even a little upset, is they kind of figured he'd be signing to a deal pretty similar to this the whole time. like the whole summer. So everyone's kind of wondering like why
it took this long.
Yeah. It was just very strange. And it's funny too, because in this article, it also mentions how Jamie Drysdale hasn't been signed. And well, they signed Zegras and then they signed Drysdale. Now Drysdale only is sitting at a 2.3 AAV, and for 3 years of Drysdale at 2.3, that I think that's a great deal as well. I think these are two really good contracts for a team that is not going to be good. I don't, you know, I know it sounds mean. I know it sounds whatever, but like, but these are going to be two bright spots.
You know what's better about the whole 2.3 deal?
Huh?
Is what it maths out to be in after 3 years.
Yeah, it's a nice number. Okay, get over it. It's a
6.9.
Well, and actually, there's a joke to that too, because what is 6.9?
A good time separated with a period.
Ruined by a period. But yes, continue. To me, who I was talking, I was talking, it's hockey. Drysdale was injured. Drysdale was injured most of last season. That was, I'm just going to keep going past that. He only played 8 games last year. So team, I guess, was maybe a little low on him, but I think Drysdale is going to be huge for this team, as is Zegras. I know I've played NHL multiple times and late in careers, and Jamie Drysdale, he's usually 89, 90 overall, good puck-moving defenseman. So everyone knows that EA knows how to predict the future. They can't make a decent NHL game, but boy, can they predict the future.
I hate the fact that you're using EA as a reference.
Well, I hate the fact that it's not butter. Winners and losers for the 2023 NHL preseason. I'm just going to talk over you. So one of the winners of the preseason.
Oh, really? You didn't mess around with my football?
So for the first time in NHL history, the the Australians. The Australians won hockey preseason. Figure that one out. So, obviously, the Arizona Coyotes and the LA Kings kicked off the season, the preseason at least, with back-to-back games in Melbourne, Australia. Melbourne.
Down under.
Down under. You ever been to Melbourne?
No, we can't. We can't. We're so bad. Melbourne,
Australia. Put another shrimp on the barbecue.
Yeah, because why would you put it on Barbie? That just seems not sanitary.
So, sellouts both games, over 13,000 people.
Could it be like melted plastic
and
stuff?
Over 13,000 people bought tickets to see hockey in Australia.
Calm down, will ya?
Okay, I guess I probably shouldn't yell. That was a little bit aggressive. it was really cool. Logan Cooley had an incredible highlight reel, game-winning goal. And
now all 13,000 of those fans, Australian hockey fans, are NHL lifers, right?
At least a couple of them.
It probably honestly will. I think we talked about that when it first happened, and I mentioned partially in a jokingly way, but it's kind of smart for the fact that Arizona was one of the teams that went there, because their type of, you know, climate over there is more closer to what you might find in Australia. And I honestly feel like seeing a player that plays for that team be like, well, if this desert like place in the States can produce this type of hockey players, what else do they got over there?
I don't know if I follow, but
it tracks, trust me.
Okay. Don't think about it. Just trust me. No, I'm saying it. It's real. So, yeah, I think it's a good thing for the game of hockey. Spread the love, and plays like that are a great introduction to the game, right? Obviously, not every game you watch is going to have something like that, but love to see it. We got a loser, and that loser is Morgan.
Hey, no, don't talk about me like that.
So the loser is Tampa Bay Lightning's goaltending depth, because guess what?
They got
it's
none.
Rough. Now, ever since 2016-2017, they've had Andrei Vasilevskiy, and he's been one of the best goalies. He won the Vezina 2019, Conn Smythe 2021, won multiple Stanley Cups. He is incredible. So for
he's
the Tampa
okay.
Bay Lightning, for the Tampa Bay Lightning, their focus has not really been on goaltending, because they're basically like, whoever we throw behind Vasilevskiy, we'll be fine. However, because they're a very good team, and because the cap hasn't moved much in a while, they're right up against the cap, and Andrei Vasilevskiy just underwent surgery. Sidelined 8 to 10 weeks to start the season. So,
if you put that on injured reserve, though, doesn't that come off your cap, though?
Yeah, but they still have to acquire a goalie.
Yeah, there's multiple out there.
Right, but are they good?
No.
That's the thing. So, their goaltending duo right now, their goaltending tandem is fucking Jonas Johansson and Matt Tompkins.
Maybe they're better off to not play with any defensemen and just play with three or two extra goalies instead.
Just put two goalies in at the same time?
No, it'd be three total goalies, because you normally have three forwards, two defensemen, and one goalie. So if you just take the two defensemen off, that's two extra goalies. So then you got three goalies.
Yeah, why hasn't anybody been doing this?
Because they're not smart like us. Duh.
Don't wrap us into this. That was your idea.
That is a us thing.
It's super not an us thing. You just
you and I are one.
Oh, God, no. We already talked about this, but a winner is the Anaheim Ducks, as they re-signed Trevor Zegras under $6 million for 3 years. I think he's going to really come into his own on this contract. He's 22 years old now. Put up in 2021-22, put up 65 points in 81 games. I don't think he's necessarily going to start super hot, because he's coming in late to camp, but I think he's going to have a great season and a couple great years. That's a win there for sure. Anything else on that?
No.
Good. So the Ottawa Senators are a loser. Because...
rude.
Everyone's kind of thinking they're heading the right way, but they've been losing some really, really good prospects, like Lassie Thompson and Shane Pinto, restricted free agent, coming off a 20-goal rookie performance.
Pinto sounds like the name of a car.
It is, and also a bean. But apparently, they're trying to offer him 1 year, $1 million, and Pinto's looking for 2.5.
Vroom, vroom.
2.5 for a guy who scored 20 mil, scored 20 goals.
20 million goals.
20 million goals. Playoffs. And you can't pay him more than 2.5 million. You're an asshole.
Pay him at least three.
Yeah, I think this is a dumb move on Ottawa's part. Shane Pinto is going to be a great player for a long time. They do have a lot of good young talent, don't get me wrong, but why not have more?
Yeah, but at the same time, you can only gamble. Like, the thing is, they have so many young players that you can't gamble on.
Right, but I don't know if it seems like a gamble. Put up 20 goals as a rookie. I don't know, man. Anyway.
We've seen rookies, you know, drop in their second year all the time.
Second year, yeah. Sophomore slump, it's a thing. Elias Pettersson had one. First year in the league, he was incredible. Second year, people were like, ah, this guy's good. We should maybe cover him. And he's gotten better again, but...
This next thing is actually oddly going to piss me off.
Well, and I don't know, like, yeah, they're a winner, but it's because they lost.
At the same time, though, that's kind of goes back to what I just said about the whole Pinto vroom vroom thing, is that sure, he put up 20 goals, but I think he has to prove more to be worth that money. And sure, Bedard will probably be an all-star. I'm not saying that, but he hasn't done it yet. So we just all need to be, you know, pumping our brakes a little bit, slow down, and just fucking time will tell if the Blackhawks are actually true winners or not. And I really hope that they're not. I really hope that they're not. No, but Austin, you don't understand. I really, really, really hope that they're not winners.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that last one. What did you say?
They're really, 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 I hope. I forget what I'm saying now.
Okay.
I don't want
that. Chicago Blackhawks, obviously, they drafted Bedard. They're not going to be much better this year, I don't think. They're definitely going to score a couple more goals. They've added guys like Taylor Hall, Nick Foligno, and Connor fucking Bedard. And I know...
Yes, on paper, it should work out, but...
Well, yes and no. The rest of the team is shit. But they're not going to be better next year, much better. They're going to get another good draft pick. And then, remember how...
It's going to be the full slow build like with Edmonton Oilers.
No. The Blackhawks are going to repeat what they did already. Because within 2 years, they drafted Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews. And that helped set them up to be a dynasty. And I would argue that Bedard has the potential to be better than both of those players.
I'm glad that you used the word potential, because we've only seen him in NHL preseason games, and everyone is already losing their shit over it.
Yes. We have also seen a consistency of him being better than everybody he plays with.
You're not wrong.
At every level.
But I just want... Let's just see what he does in a full NHL season.
Of course.
All that stuff. Hell, I don't even care if he scores a hat trick in his first NHL game, because the goalies are still warming up and all that deal. Let's see what he does after he takes some NHL hits from guys like Lucic and stuff.
If they can catch him.
They don't need to catch him. He's going to be chair picking down by the blue line anyways.
Okay. All right.
He's not quick like McDavid is.
He plays for the Blackhawks. You're just upset because he plays for the Blackhawks.
No.
No, 100%. If Bedard was on the Flames, there's no
I would
no
still
way.
Be saying,
no
calm
way.
Down a little bit. Let's no at least way, see what he does.
No, you would be over the moon. You'd be like, he's going to set up fucking Lindholm or whoever the fuck else is on that team, and they're going to light it up. Bedard's going to put up 300 points. He's going to fucking...
Yeah. He probably will be putting up points. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, just let's let's just see. We've seen busts before, and I just hope it comes.
Oh, shit. Anyway, the New York Rangers, big old losers.
Second that motion.
This is obviously just preseason winners and losers, but they have one win in six games, scoring 12 goals and giving up 21. Now, of course, it's preseason, but I don't know. Maybe they're just because they are an older team. So it's maybe just like, hey, we know how this works. We don't have to put in 100% effort until like halfway through the just season.
Get
anyway.
Through the preseason healthy, at least. That's the main thing in preseason. Just work out some kinks, get through it healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you move on. Even though I kind of jokingly said I second that motion, mostly because I don't like New York. But they're not, I wouldn't really put them in the winners or losers category. I really don't myself pay attention or care on the whole win-loss record situation in the preseason. So even though, fuck, I did make a big deal when the Flames beat the Canucks 10-0.
You sure did.
But yeah,
you sure fucking did. But then the Canucks beat the Flames 3-1.
So
yeah, exactly.
Dude, the regular season's right around the corner. By the time this episode comes out, it will be first day of the regular season if you don't fuck up.
So fucking excited.
We definitely don't have time to break into the other thing.
What are you talking about? We don't have time for 24 predictions.
Well, I don't even think we're going to go through all of them anyways. Unless with a quick scroll while I'm talking here, I'm seeing if there's any of the 24 that even
actually
jumps out at me at all.
I have a better idea.
What's that?
So, because the season is coming up soon and I'm excited, I have placed a few small wagers on the NHL season. And I want to go over them because I think that's kind of interesting.
First, we have to come up with a name for the segment.
Austin's gonna lose. So, in this week's episode of Austin's gonna lose.
So, abbreviations is all.
I got a couple player or award, you know, award bets.
Ooh.
I got Cale Makar winning the James Norris. I've put down $8 and I could potentially win 26. I got Nathan MacKinnon as the Hart Trophy winner. $8, that would get me 76. 76 buckaroos. I also have a few Stanley Cup winners bets. If the Dallas Stars win, I win $102.
Exciting.
Yeah, if the Kings win, I win $126.
Ooh.
This wasn't nearly as exciting as I thought it would be.
It kind of is.
No, I'm done now.
You're done now?
Yeah, I'm done.
Well, while you're throwing out your bets there.
Yeah.
The Dallas one's actually kind of intriguing. Winning the cup. That's
right.
That's actually not a terrible chance.
They're a good team. They had a Duchesne. They got Ottinger's always solid. Like, I don't know, man. It could be interesting.
I mean, we already made our true predictions a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
Maybe it was last episode. Who knows? But in this article, while you're talking about that, I was scrolling. A couple things did catch my eye. So let's just talk about, there's just two of them. So let's just talk about them real swiftly.
Okay.
At the very bottom, it has the Oilers beat the Hurricanes in Cup Final. What do you think about that for a prediction?
Hurricanes beat Oilers?
No, Oilers beat Hurricanes.
I'm down for that.
I could see that happening, but at the same time, I don't think it's going to. I still think it's going to be, I believe I said Pittsburgh is going to do the whole, they're going to do the whole Boston thing, but actually finish it.
Oh, so they're going to have a crazy regular season and then win?
And actually win, yeah. It might, it's not going to, I'm not saying they're going to break the record or anything crazy like that, but they're going to have a really good, solid regular season and win the cup.
Okay.
The other one, this is more of a question. Somebody scores 60. Do you see that happening this year in the NHL?
60 goals? Yes.
Who?
One of McDavid, Draisaitl, or Matthews.
Wow.
What?
Way to really narrow it down to the top three scores.
Well, you asked. I don't know. Those are the guys I think are going to be most.
I think it's going to be Matthews.
You think it's going to be Matthews? He's done it once.
Although McDavid has come out and said and stuff that he's, you know, been working on his scoring, because he...
Well, last year he put up over 60, didn't he?
Or did McDavid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. He and Pastrnak put 61.
What?
But... David Pastrnak in 2021, 2022.
Yeah. McDavid at 64.
Yeah.
God damn. McDavid also had 153 points.
So there honestly could be a couple people that put over 60 goals this year.
Yeah, true. Pastrnak could potentially, for sure.
Yeah, I think that's all that really... One other one, I guess, real quick that caught my eye. Patrick Kane signs with Avalanche.
Oh, I have not heard that.
That's apparently a prediction according to this article brought out to this by the score. That could be interesting. Patrick Kane with Avalanche.
Very interesting, yeah.
I don't really see that being quite the fit for Avalanche, though, personally, because Kane's getting up there in age and stuff. He's not necessarily as quick and stuff as he used to be, and Avalanche is a very quick team. Although Kane can move the puck real fast, so
he's a really good puck mover. I could see him being useful in like a second power play or first power play. Put him on the third line or fourth line, give him not many minutes so he's fresh for the power play. I can see him being useful, just not at a lot of money.
No. I don't even know what you would offer a guy like him.
Patrick Kane, at this point, I would maximum give him like 1.5. Maximum.
Oh, I was going to say 3. But...
Oh, no. I wouldn't. I don't know.
Well... I guess make sure you call up Avalanche and let them know your thoughts.
I will. I'm gonna
do it right now, live on this podcast
with Joe Sakic. So I'm just gonna call him right now. Actually, yeah, hold on 1 second. Here, I'll put on speaker.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second here. Sorry, I just got to find his number. It's been a while since we've talked.
Well, it's alphabetical order, your contacts.
Is that how that works?
Yep. So you just got to go to the J's. First name. It really shouldn't be taking this long there, Austin.
It's ringing.
Well, it's weird that the speaker's real low.
It's as loud as it goes.
Should I do a Joe Sakic voice? Will that make you feel better?
No. I guess he's been disconnected. We should probably end this show. It's not getting any better from here.
Oh, it will. You said a 2-hour show.
Well, I lied. I'm hungry.
Okay, well, the second hour of the show, we will record when I'm eating the turkey. It's going to be Talking Stone while getting stuffed.
That was fucking excellent. That was so good. Oh, man. We got to end on that note. That's fantastic.
Everyone out there, stay stoned, stay safe, stopped. And also, happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble.
Bye.
Gobble, gobble.